Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Coach K and Joe Show. The Coach K and Joe Show is brought to you by Harmon Dental Care, Jasper Today, Idea Fusion Media, and the Willis Fence Company. Now, here's Joe Milligan and Ken Coach K Schultheis.
And welcome to the Coach K and Joe Show, and this is our Monday night One Shining Moment Men's NCAA Basketball Championship Special. This show is all about tonight's championship game. And we've got two great teams. We've got Louisville out of the Big East, the number one overall number one seed in the tournament. They made it. They made it all the way. Tough games along the way. We'll talk a little bit about those. It wasn't easy getting here, but Coach Pitino, injury, difficult teams to play, the overall number one seed, they've gotten here, the championship game. And it will be one shining moment for one of these teams. The other team, of course, is out of the Big Ten, Michigan. And and as you know, if you've listened to the show throughout the year, I have been hard on Michigan. Not because I don't like Coach Beilein. Love Coach Beilein. So happy for Coach B and his boys. So happy for Coach Beilein to be in this position. He has worked hard for 30-plus years coaching at every level on the college scene. He has worked his way up. He has been successful all the way through. And so, yeah, I'm excited for Coach Beilein. Michigan's got an outstanding team. And I've been on them all year because I just didn't think they were a well-rounded team. I did not think they had rounded themselves into the type of team that would go on and win a championship. Here they are. Here they are. I've said it before. I'm not going to be like Colin Cowherd. I'm not going to be like Jim Rome. I'm not going to be like some of the talking heads on ESPN and say, well, you know, well, I didn't say that. I did say that. But what has happened for Michigan? And we'll talk a little bit more as we go forward, is the emergence of an inside game, an emergence of a post game. And that post game is in the form of one big guy, freshman Mitch McGarry. The guy has just come on like gangbusters. No one knew where he was the first half of the year. No one knew where he was through most of the Big Ten season. A lot of people talked about the fact that Mitch McGarry needed to somehow become a part of this Michigan offense, this explosive perimeter shooting offense. But for a long time, and this is a young team, it's not like they were set on being a perimeter team because they had veterans that had been there for a long time. This is a young team. It's not the Fab Five, but it's a young team. And Michigan has grown and matured from a team that was establishing themselves on the perimeter, in transition, perimeter, a ball screen, dribble penetration kick, perimeter, to a team now that has found out how to use the big freshman, Mitch McGarry. And oh, was he so big and important in that Syracuse game. Absolutely was, and he's been important throughout the tournament, and that's what we're going to have to look at as we go through the show tonight. Michigan has gone the way Mitch McGarry has gone. Go back and look at the games. Mitch McGarry has played well, if not in the total scope of the game, as far as the first half, second half, but he has been tough in the first half, which has allowed Michigan to get off to a good start because Trey Burke has not hit the basket well, the whole tournament, really. So, but it's a big game. It's a great game. It's got Rick Pitino, 6 Final Four appearances. If he wins tonight, he matches everything he did at Kentucky. And he does it for Louisville. And I know a lot of Louisville fans, and they are excited at the prospects of being in a position to win a national championship since Denny Crum did it back in the 1980s. Great teams back then. Never Nervous Purvis Ellison. That's a name that is heard around my household, because when I was a young guy watching these games and Denny Crum was on the sideline with the red jacket, Never Nervous Purvis. Of course, there was Daryl Griffith before that, but Louisville has a rich basketball history, but it's been since the mid-80s since they took home a national championship. Tonight, Rick Pitino has a chance to be the first major college coach in Division I to win a national championship at two different schools. He did it at Kentucky, and he has a chance to do it tonight at Louisville. But there is so much for us to talk about. We'll look back at Saturday's games. We'll look at the differences. You know, going into Saturday's games, folks, if you go back and listen to the podcast, if you didn't get to hear the show, if you go back and listen to the on-demand podcast on Blog Talk Radio for the Coach K and Joe Show, the Saturday edition, I'll tell you what, one of the things I focused on was not what are the strengths of each team to win, but what are the potential obstacles in the teams winning. And I got a number of text messages that said, Coach K, you spoke the truth. You were right on. You were right on about the waves of defense. You were right on about, could Syracuse create enough points with just their offense if their defense couldn't do what it had been doing? You were right on about, they got to get the ball into the middle to Mitch McGarry in the elbow and short corner area because, by reversing the basketball to hurt that zone. And Wichita State, they had to play a perfect game, and they darn near did. But the continuous waves of defense, switching, changing up the defenses that Pitino was calling, even though his guards did not play extremely well, they got enough extra possessions to win the game. Remember when I said obstacles for Wichita State is defense of Louisville, and I said one of the obstacles is if Louisville can't turn Wichita State over enough to get more possessions, more offensive opportunities to score because of their defense? Well, they did at the end. They did at the end. But we got a lot to talk about. Again, this is our one shining moment. Coach K and Joe Show, special, the NCAA Men's Championship. We're going to go to a break, and when we get back, we'll talk a little bit about these two teams, and we'll start talking about what it's going to take for one of them to be the national champion. You're listening to Coach K and Joe Show.
Looking for a dentist close to home? Look no further than Harmon Dental Care. Harmon Dental Care offers dentistry for the whole family. Cleanings and exams, natural-looking fillings, crowns, bridges, and more. With convenient hours and a clean modern office, you'll feel completely comfortable. Call Harmon Dental Care today to schedule an appointment at 482-1060. Harmon Dental Care, creating beautiful smiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Do you have a question or comment for Coach K or Joe? You can call into the show at area code 773-897-6325. Now, back to the Coach K and Joe Show.
And we are back on the special edition of the Coach K and Joe Show. It's Coach K here, Ken Schulteis, and we're talking national championship. One shining moment Don't you love that song at the end when they take and put that collage of all the games and put that all together, splicing up those videos and then sitting that beautiful music, that beautiful song, one shiny moment to it. Yeah, we all have questions on who sings it better, and we're not going to go into that. It's a great song. It's a great ending to a very emotional 3 or 4 weeks of basketball. All the time we spend in the winter months talking about conference championships, who can get on a roll at the right time. Well, I can tell you one team that's on a roll, and that's the Louisville Cardinals. They won the Big East tournament and then just continued on into the NCAA tournament. We saw that with UConn in the past under Coach Calhoun. Struggled, ended up winning the Big East Conference tournament, and then moved on in and won the NCAA championship. It happens. Momentum is such a friend. Momentum is such a friend. And I'll tell you, the Louisville Cardinals are on it. And you know what? They're not the only team in Louisville on a roll. If you haven't been paying attention, the Coach K and Joe Show is going to help you stay informed, because that's what we do when it comes to sports and what's going on out there. We're not going to get into the politics. We're not going to be like the mothership, as Dan Patrick calls ESPN. We're not going to get into the politics and take a stand on right and wrong and who should coach what way and what team should play what way and how it should be done. We're not going to do that. We're going to talk sports, talk about teams and kids and players, and they're not kids, they're young men. But there's another team that's going for a national championship, and that's the Louisville Cardinal women's basketball team. They won the other night in the national championship women's semifinal. They beat California 64-57, and we're talking about a team that took out Baylor and Brittany Griner. Wow, they are on a roll. Two teams, same university, going for national championship. And they're going to meet a familiar foe to national championship teams in the final game. Gino Ariana out of UConn, the UConn Lady Huskies, will be playing in the championship against Louisville tomorrow night, Tuesday night. That'll be a 7:30 p.m. Eastern or Central Time, 8:30 Eastern Time on ESPN. Louisville and UConn. Louisville's 29-8, UConn 34-4, and Connecticut, UConn beat Notre Dame. And Notre Dame had a heck of a season, had a heck of a ladies' team, 35-2. And they just came up a little short. When I say short, they got beat 83-65, but Notre Dame did not shoot the ball well. So that sets up your women's national championship game, Louisville and UConn. And then we got to quit talking about that game because it's going to get us confused, because we're talking about the men's national championship basketball game tonight. If you want to text me, you can text me at 812-480-9449, and we will air your texts, your comments, thoughts. Who's going to win? What's it going to take to win? Let's talk a little bit about Louisville right now. And we'll probably jump back and forth. And if you're new to the show, Coach K, me, I have a tendency to do that. Joe is not with us right now. He may try to connect in. He had another assignment he had to take care of. I wish I could say he was in Atlanta at the championship game, but he's not. He's taking care of some other business, and he might join us later. But we got plenty to keep us busy, and if you know anything about me, you know that I can keep that going for a long, long time. Louisville, Rick Pitino. I mentioned earlier before we went to a break, 6 Final Four appearances, folks. He knows what it takes to win a championship. And you look on the opposite side, and this is no discredit to Coach Beilein, but he doesn't have that experience. Rick's been there, Rick's done that. And guess what? Rick was there last year. Patino's Cardinals were in the championship, are in the Final Four last year. They got beat by the one-and-doners, Kentucky. One-and-doners in championship, one-and-doners in players at school, and one-and-doners in making the NCAA tournament run. Hey, Kentucky fans, don't get mad. You can send me your comments, but it's true. But Louisville was there, and they didn't get it done, and they're back again. Again, Patino's been to six Final Four appearances. He's won a national championship at Kentucky, and he's got a chance to do the same thing at Louisville, making him the first Division I coach to do that, to win a championship at two different schools. What about Louisville? Where are they at in all this? You know, we could go back and talk about the whole course of the season, but I don't think that has a great bearing on where they're at right now. Same players, yeah, but different in how much they've matured and improved. You know, they plugged in some new guys, Hancock and a few other guys that are just playing so well for them. We really need to start, I think, in the conference tournament. And I told you a little bit earlier, Louisville won the Big East tournament, and they won it. They just kept rolling from there. And, you know, you look at Syracuse, who was in this Final Four, also out of the Big East. They've got nothing to be ashamed of. They played great basketball. They just have to go up against Louisville in their conference. Now, Louisville didn't take them out in the Final Four. Michigan did. But this Louisville team has a nice complementary group. They've got perimeter shooting. They've got quickness. They've got dribble penetration off the pick and roll, especially out top. They've got some size. Gorgie Jang down low in the post. Great, great shot blocker. And I'm going to talk about him in a little bit because I think he may bring some things to the game tonight that offsets their opponent. They come at you defensively in waves, and the waves are in two different ways of waves. If you listen to the show on Saturday, you heard me talk about the pressure keeps coming at you. And you may get an easy bucket or two easy buckets, and all of a sudden the ball gets stolen and they get an easy bucket. Then all of a sudden you get a deflection, and then all of a sudden you rush your shot and they get a rebound and kick it out. And then the next time down, they get another steal, and the next time down, it's a turnover. And it just keeps coming at you in waves. I use the analogy or example of the waves hitting the beach down in Florida. And you've got a big old sandcastle sitting there, and the tide keeps coming in, and it just pounds away at the foundation of the sandcastle, and then boom, all of a sudden it falls. Looks good for a long time. Looks like it's going to hold, then all of a sudden it falls. And that's what happened to Wichita State. Wichita State played a great game. They had to shoot well, and they did, for the most part. They had to get on the boards, and they did. They had to handle the ball, and you know what? Really? They did that until late. And it really came down to what I had talked about, obstacles for Louisville. Their defense needed to create offensive opportunities for them. If it did not create those offensive opportunities, they may not get enough possessions to score. And down the stretch, Louisville got the possessions they needed from their defense, and they hit big shots. You know, Wichita State didn't do anything wrong. You know, Louisville hit big shots. And that's another thing about Louisville, it's very streaky. You know, if you watch Patino, he's a very emotional and passionate coach. His teams play like that. His teams get pumped and emotional, and they play in streaks. The other part of the wave that I'm talking about is the switching of the defenses. always changing up. The defenses are always changing up. And a lot of times people just don't understand what's coming at them. It may be a 2-3 and then a 3-2 and then they're trapping in the corners. Then they're picking you up at half court. Then they're coming at you with a soft press 3/4 court. Then they're coming at you with a hard trapping press 3/4 court. Then they're coming at you more man-to-man. Then they're coming at you zone. Then they're running and jumping on you. And, folks, if you don't understand the run and jump, it probably take me a little bit too long tonight to explain it to you. But when you got your kids, you got a little quickness, and you got some kids that anticipate well, and you get them doing what they need to be doing in the run and jump, it is lethal. You got one on the ball, and you got another one running at you as you're dribbling the ball, and as soon as he pulls you up, the guy that was on you jumps to the next available pass and the next available pass and the next available pass, and eventually you're throwing a blind pass and they're getting a steal. Or you're throwing it out of bounds. Or you're traveling. Or you lose concentration and double dribble. But guys have to be mentally ready. But those are the waves I'm talking about. Changing defenses that force you on the offensive end to constantly be surveying the floor, have to be communicating and talking to each other. They have to be communicating and talking to each other in order to understand the changing defenses. And then all of a sudden you run the wrong player, you make the wrong pass, or you anticipate somebody's going to be somewhere and it's covered and they got the ball and they're going again. So it takes you out of the rhythm. The changing defense of pressure will take you out of rhythm. And that's what happened down at the very end of the game. The last 4 or 5 minutes of the game, you could see Wichita State getting out of rhythm. Slow but surely, they were losing their rhythm. And it really actually started before that, but it was more apparent as you got down in those last 4 or 5 minutes. But that's what Louisville will do to you. They'll just keep coming at you, and they keep making it miserable. Now, the key is you got to handle that defense. We'll talk about Michigan. Can they handle those things? And we'll talk about what I believe Louisville's center, Gorgie Jang, is going to bring to them down low. We'll see. We'll talk about those things. But I'm telling you, this should be a good game. If the teams are coming out ready to play, this should be a good game. But we got to keep breaking it down a little bit. We talked about Louisville. We got a few more things to mention on Louisville. We'll talk about Michigan next. Let's go to break. Regroup a little bit. Take a breath. You're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
Does your website work for you? Your website is an employee. You wouldn't continue to pay an employee that didn't do his job, so don't pay for a site that doesn't produce results. Whether you don't have a site yet or want to improve an existing one, Josh at Idea Fusion Media can help. Want your site to be found easily on search engines like Google? How about growing your business via social media like Facebook? He can help with that as well. Idea Fusion Media, web design that works for you. For your free website review, visit ideafusionmedia.com. That's ideafusionmedia.com.
Tomorrow, after the game, I, Jackie Moon, will wrestle a bear.
Do you have a question or comment for Coach K or Joe? You can call into the show at area code 773-897-6325. Now, back to the Coach K and Joe Show.
Well, unlike Will Ferrell, Louisville's not going to be wrestling a bear, but they're going to be wrestling a Wolverine. And that ain't going to be simple. We'll talk a little bit about those Wolverines in just a little bit. Just got a text message here from Andy. Andy says, what about the free throw shooting in tonight's game? You know, that's a great question. And I think both teams realize that come tournament time, free throw shooting is critical. And, you know, Louisville, although they're a pretty decent free throw shooting team, they really struggled against Wichita State. At different points, they struggled. Smith, 5 of 12 from the free throw line. And you might say, well, Coach K, Overall, they were 19 of 29. That's not horrible. Yeah, it's not horrible. It's not great. It's not horrible. It's something that you probably need to shoot a little bit better in championship games. But let me make a point here to Andy's point. Smith can't shoot 5 of 12. And here's why. He's critical to the offense of Louisville. He is an important part of almost every possession. So guess who's going to have the ball in his hands a lot? Guess who's going to be in a position to get fouled a lot? And if your possessions are coming away empty or minus one, meaning 1 point, that's not going to help you offensively in the game. Not to mention if you get down late in the game and somebody's got to hit free throws. You know, Michigan, they've got their own issue. Mitch McGarry, not a great free throw shooter. 2 for 6 the other night. As a team, they were 11 for 20. Here's a team that lost to Indiana at Michigan because they couldn't hit free throws. I'm an IU fan. It's tough to say this. I know the rest of the Big Ten is going to appreciate me saying this, but Michigan had the game won. Michigan did everything they needed to do to win the game. The game with Indiana at Michigan was theirs, but they didn't hit the free throws down the stretch. I mean, I can remember seeing, I believe it was Hardaway and Robinson both walk up there, and the camera hit their face, showed their face, and they looked a nervous wreck. And Mitch McGarry has now become a prominent part of the Michigan offense. So here comes the question. Does Rick Pitino and Louisville say, let's test him at the foul line instead of letting him get some easy baskets on us? Or getting himself in a position to get an easy basket or a good shot? Let's foul him. The other thing, Andy, to answer your question, free throws are going to be critical if these games play out the way they've been playing out, is because what does Louisville like to do throughout the game? Louisville likes to pressure. Waves, remember? Trap, run and jump, double team. They'll take some chances going after the ball. And if they're behind, they'll really take chances, not sometimes when they don't even need to. The game's close. There's a lot of time left. Might even be in the first half. But what happens is that's their style. That's the way they play. And you end up getting in the bonus early. And you end up getting in the double bonus. And, folks, an offensive possession doesn't matter if you get fouled and you get 2 shots or you've got a 1-and-1 and you can't hit free throws. It's a wasted possession. Coaches call them wasted possessions. How many wasted possessions did we have? Well, what do you mean? Where we didn't get a shot? Where we didn't score points? You can look at it a lot of different ways. It's a wasted possession. We didn't get a shot. It's a wasted possession. We didn't score a point. We got a shot. We didn't score. We got free throws, we couldn't hit them. So that's a great question about tonight, Andy. I think free throws will play a part in this game. And it also can play a strategic part in this game, depending on how the coaches view the individual players or who may struggle on the line. But I'll tell you, Smith for Louisville cannot repeat his free throw shooting performance. He handles the ball too much, folks. He handles the ball way too much. You know, you think about that Wichita State-Louisville game. I mean, Wichita State gets beat, but they shoot 18 of 24 from the free throw line. 75% from the free throw line. and they get beat. But what was the other critical thing I talked about? They had to make shots. Armstead, 1 of 10. If he does anything, they win the game. And Wichita State's playing tonight. And I'm not saying that he played bad. He didn't play bad. He didn't play poorly. He just did. He wasn't able to hit shots. And if you're going to have the ball in your hands and you're important as far as the ability to score, and remember, folks, having the ball in your hands, you can score a couple of different ways, by shooting the ball or by finding open people. That's one thing that I think that Trey Burke has really improved on, and that gives Michigan some hope if he's not shooting well, because he can get the ball to other people. I think, you know, Andy, I hope that helps you on the free throw part of the question. I think it'll be important on both ends of the court. Louisville worries me with some of their key guys, but Michigan worries me quite a bit because there's a number of guys on that team that do not hit. I don't care what you tell me their percentages are. I've watched them in several critical games where they didn't hit free throws, and they left the door open, left the door open for the other team to have a chance. But they don't quit. They keep coming at you. Jing, I think Jing becomes important tonight for Louisville. Let's talk about the Mitch McGarry and Gordy Jing down in the post. McGarry has dominated this tournament. If you talk to anybody and you say who is responsible for Michigan's run in this tournament, he has to be one of the first two names talked about. He's been phenomenal, especially in the first half of games, just shooting the ball, rebounding, passing, getting out in transition the other night, a double-double in the semifinal game. A double-double in the semifinal game. And, folks, remember, he's a freshman that just started playing really good basketball. It wasn't that he was an unknown before. It wasn't that nobody'd seen him before. It's just he had never come out and played with the urgency and the confidence and the leadership that he's been playing with. He's been playing well. As I said, he had double-double the other night, 10 points, 17 rebounds. 10 points, I said it, 17 rebounds. He was out on the break. He was passing the ball. He made some great passes down into the post from the elbow area, and that just kills a zone. When you get the ball in the middle, and then you're able to get it down low in the zone, it just eats it up. He's going to be important, but I think that Louisville counteracts him with Jing because Jing is a heck of a defender. He is the long arm of the law in the post. He makes you alter shots, and he's quick. He jumps quick, and he looks even quicker because he has such long arms. And if he can stay out of foul trouble early, I think he can alter some shots and create some havoc for McGarry down low, and that's going to really, I think, test McGarry's maturity level at this point in his freshman year. I know I've said he's played very, very well. In fact, he's been a key for them. But I don't think he's played against a center or post player of this ability on the defensive end. That's what makes the Louisville press and the Louisville pressure defense so good. You know, you say, well, and I know what the Michigan fans are saying. Yeah, but Coach K, we tore up BCU. It wasn't even a game. They had the havoc defense. Shaka Smart, I love that name, Shaka Smart, had his team on their full court havoc defense. Here's the difference, Michigan. They didn't have Jing down in the post. They didn't have anybody like him down in the post. So what happens is you start pressuring the ball, okay? And it's full court pressure and you're passing ahead and you think you're beating the defense and Michigan's taking it in and scoring, but you're not beating the defense with Louisville. You got the big man back. And listen to what I'm saying. He appears to be so much quicker because of his long arms. He gets at that ball. He alters shots. He changes trajectories. I'm not saying that Mitch McGarry won't come out and have an all-star performance or an MVP performance. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I think that Mitch McGarry will be tested to see how focused he is, and will he go at him? Will he shot fake him? Will he spin move? What will he do differently to counteract what he has not seen up to this point in Jing? And the other thing is, he'll do that to their penetrators too. Burke and Hardaway and all those guys. You know, in the game against Syracuse, Hardaway Jr. was 4-for-16. Did anybody realize that? He was 4-for-16. Does that continue? You know, in that game, the three-point shot was all the difference in the world, really. Michigan's three-point shooting, their two-point, I think at one point, Syracuse is, at, maybe at halftime, Syracuse had more two-point field goals. But didn't matter because Michigan was hitting the three, at least enough of the threes. So they're going to get pressure on the perimeter, and they're going to look like they have openings down low, but Louisville's going to be there and have someone in Jing who can contest shots. McGarry will, his passing will become important tonight because as Jing comes to contest his shots, he's got to be ready to kick that ball off to the next open guy. But look out because Louisville's going to rotate. Louisville's going to be rotating. So you got to be prepared for that. So that's what I think about the McGarry and Jing matchup. And so I just got a text from Brian, and Brian says McGarry can take him out McGarry can take him up in the lane and shoot the 15-footer. That's true. But he may not be guarding him. He may be rotating off him. I'm not saying that McGarry can't do it. I know that McGarry's capable of doing it. But is he capable of hitting enough of them where Louisville says, yeah, let's go out and get him? Just like the free throws we talked about, folks. Does Pitino foul him and say, let me see if you hit free throws in a pressure situation? Tonight's for all the marbles, folks. Tonight's everything. And who's tougher mentally? Who's tougher mentally? But I think we're going to see, watch the competition in the post. Watch Jing and McGarry and see if Jing doesn't cause McGarry to think about it, possibly to alter his shots or maybe to kick it out because he's not sure he wants to go at it. And I definitely think that could happen if Jing gets a couple of early blocks. But, again, you could get in foul trouble, so we'll have to see. We're going to go to break and regroup a little bit, take another breather, look and see if we get any other text messages coming in. Really appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to break. You're listening to Coach K on the Coach K and Joe Show.
Are you in the market for a new fence? Look no further than the Willis Fence Company. Willis Fence Company offers wood fences, chain link fences, aluminum and iron fences, and polyvinyl fences. Give fence professional Joe a call at 630-2449 for a free estimate today. The Willis Fence Company, a fence for every taste and budget.
We are going to do what we set out to do. We're going to win that tournament.
Yes! I knew it. I knew you were a champion the minute I saw you bowl, Ish.
I'm not going to bowl. You are.
You are such a loser. You're a bona fide schmuck. Look at me!
Do you have a question or comment for Coach K or Joe? You can call into the show at area code 773-897-6325. Now, back to the Coach K and Joe Show.
Well, nobody should be a schmuck tonight. Somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. coaches are going to win, coaching staff's going to win, and coaching staff's going to lose. And I know all the second guessers will be out. I may be one of them. Well, they should have done this, they should have done that. If you haven't coached, you have no idea. And in this situation, you have to hope that your players are listening. Your instructions need to be repetitions now. Your instructions need to be repetitions now. In other words, these need to be things that the guys understand, not lengthy, not a five-minute play drawn up or two-minute play drawn up in timeout. Because guess what, guys? After about the first pass, first cut, they're not going to get there. So a lot of the things that both Louisville and Michigan need to do, or the instructions they'll be given tonight from their coaches, need to be repetition. They've heard it before. They've done it before. Yeah, there may be a new wrinkle. There better be a wrinkle. There better be a wrinkle. Michigan better be able to penetrate. And instead of trying to just go up with the shot, better be in a position to have somebody moving into the short corner baseline area, that area about 6 feet out, 5 feet out from the block on the baseline, from the lane, about 6 feet out from the lane, the block area on the baseline. They better have somebody there, because when Jane comes up to contest, they better be ready to kick that ball off. They better have somebody there. They normally don't. They normally have not through most of the season. But hopefully that transition is being made. Because one thing Louisville will do is pressure you. And they're good on their help, but they're not a great help team. You know, they're not the greatest help team. So you with Michigan's speed and their ability to shoot the perimeter shots, they're going to be guarded. They're going to be contested. And that's going to leave them opportunities to penetrate to the basket. It should. But you know what? It's not going to be straight drives. It's going to be penetration. Here comes the defense. We got to have somebody kick it off to. But there should not be anyone saying anybody choked or somebody was a schmuck or anything like that. We'll hear it. We'll hear guys that never played the game, never coached the game on ESPN, on whatever, Fox, saying, well, they didn't do this and they should have done that. But they've never been out there in front of 60,000 people, 50,000, 40,000, 30,000, whatever's in that arena tonight. Neither have I. It's not going to be that simple. But I think tonight's critical for the coaches. A lot of what they do has to be repetition. They're talking to them in ways that they've heard before so they understand it, because you're just not going to get a lot of those guys being able to stick with you through a full timeout, going to step A to B to C, and you get to D and you get to E and you get to F. I think you're going to lose them somewhere around B. So it's got to be stuff that they've already known they already know what to do with it. Let's talk a little bit more about Michigan. I do want to mention that the Basketball Hall of Fame votes came out today. Rick Pitino, of course, what a week, as they've been talking about all day on TV. Guy's in the Final Four. His son just got a big job at Minnesota. He's got a chance to win a national championship at a second school, never been done before. He's got a horse in the Kentucky Derby. I've never been there before. If anybody's got a suite or a box that want to invite me, I'll come. And he was inducted in the Basketball Hall of Fame today. Guy Lewis, remember the great Guy Lewis from Houston? Five Slamajama? Akeem Olajuwon? Clyde Drexler? Clyde the Glide? Oh, they were smooth. Three straight Final Fours, maybe three straight national title games. Tark the Shark, Jerry Tarkanian. I know. Has a little bit of baggage, doesn't he? Great coach, though. His UNLV teams, they really changed the way people played the transition basketball with the three-point shot. I mean, he would have his guys penetrating hard to the post and have the other guys lining up on the three-point line. So as you came in to pull up their penetration in the post, you know, two, three guys coming down to stop one and kick it out, shoot to three. He revolutionized it, really did. A lot of coaches added to that, Patino and different people, but it was his five. It was the UNLV teams when they took off at you defensively, and then they went in transition, and they went hard in transition. But Guy Lewis, why did it take so long to get Guy Lewis in? My gosh, he's a great coach at Houston. Great coach. Michigan, Hardaway, Robinson, Trey Burke, Stauskas. How about the little Albrecht guy that came in, played so well? He's an Indiana, state of Indiana boy. He's a Hoosier. If you're listening outside the state of Indiana, we love the Hoosiers around here. We love the Hoosiers around here. We're shows out of Indiana, even though we broadcast all over this country and all over the world because of the internet. We're pretty proud of the state. These guys need to shoot the ball well tonight. 21 of 53 in their semifinal win against Syracuse. Not bad, but not great. You know, 39% is not going to win you a lot of games. But if you hit the threes, it does make a difference. And that's where they pick up the extra points on the threes. They're going to have to rebound tonight. I think they can. I think Michigan is playing a team that they can rebound with. I think the key for Michigan is not turning the ball over. They got to shoot the ball well, which means take good shots, not the first shot. Take good shots. Pass up the good shot for the better shot. You hear coaches say it all the time. Players have a tough time understanding it, especially when they're listening to mom and dad and girlfriends and you know, whatever else. You were open. I've seen you hit it in the backyard. I've seen you hit it in practice. I saw you hit it in the shoot-around. Not tonight. Tonight, you got to take good shots. You got to shoot the ball with confidence, but you need to take good shots because Louisville is going to try to speed you up. They may not try to steal the ball from you every time. They may not try to deflect the ball from you every time, but they will trap you and they will get on you to force you to get rid of the ball and to speed up your offense and make you take shots that you normally wouldn't take. Now, the good thing about Michigan, folks, is Michigan likes to play hurry up, fast. They like to shoot the ball. They take a lot of shots. And if they're hitting the three, they're tough. But you know what? Here's one thing that I worry about Michigan. Josh Houchen, if you're listening, this may not happen, but I want to throw it out there. Don't live by the three tonight. You may hit it in the first half. You may not in the second half. You've got to establish a full half-court game. Shooting the three, dribble penetration, ball reversals, skips, kicks into the middle, drives down the lane, kickoffs to the guy on the block in the short court area. You've got to establish that type of game. You just have to. I really like Michigan's chances tonight. I think they got a great shot. But I think they're going to have to handle that basketball. And I think the Louisville defense is not the same as VCU. VCU comes at you hard the whole game. They did not have the interior defense to stop the transition when you are the easy baskets when you break the press. And after time and time again, Michigan was able to do it and didn't have any problems with it and blew them out of the court, off the court. I'm not saying Michigan can't do that tonight, but I'm saying they've got to understand that there will be a next level of defense waiting for them when they get to the rim, when they get to the basket. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. And they're warming up down at Atlanta, in Atlanta, for tip-off. They're warming up down there. And all the talking heads are going, even Coach K. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the keys for Louisville, some of the keys for Michigan, Patino and Beilein. There's no losers tonight, even though there will be one on the scoreboard. It's been a great year, and we'll finish up the show and get ready for a great basketball game, a great championship, one shining moment for one of these teams and one of these coaches. You're listening to Coach K on the Coach K and Joe Show.
Does your website work for you? Your website is an employee. You wouldn't continue to pay an employee that didn't do his job, so don't pay for a site that doesn't produce results. Whether you don't have a site yet or want to improve an existing one, Josh at Idea Fusion Media can help. Want your site to be found easily on search engines like Google? How about growing your business via social media like Facebook? He can help with that as well. Idea Fusion Media, web design that works for you. For your free website review, visit ideafusionmedia.com. That's ideafusionmedia.com.
Quibby, go ahead.
Me? Or, yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Oh! Do you have a question or comment for Coach K or Joe? You can call into the show at area code 773-897-6325. Now, back to the Coach K and Joe Show.
Well, Michigan won't be dodging wrenches tonight, but they will be dodging defenders from Louisville all over the court. Now, remember what I'm saying, because I want to make sure you're clear. Louisville's defense is going to come at you in waves, full court pressure, but it's also going to come at you in waves of different types of defenses. You know, the other night, Patino didn't start going after Wichita State until under 10 minutes. I mean, really going at him. He was changing up the defense throughout the game. First half came at him a little bit, dropped back. Second half changed up. He was trapping out. He came out of a time, some timeouts and was trapping out of a zone, trapping the corners. Syracuse did that too in their zone. It helped him make a little bit of a run. Helped him make a little bit of a run against Michigan. They came out and they trapped in the corners, the baseline corners. So you got to kind of look at that if you really want to study the game tonight. Look at how the defenses change. You know, one time it's full, one time it's meeting them at half, three quarters, soft pressure, hard pressure, trapping pressure, run and jump. It'll change up. Michigan has to move the basketball. And they need to be going north and south against this pressure. If Louisville can fan them out and get them passing east and west, sideline to sideline, that gives them greater opportunities to trap, get deflections, create turnovers, and lead to easy baskets. But when a team can keep going north to south, baseline to baseline, that means that they've broken through the layers of the pressure, the levels of the rows of defense, and are going to have more opportunities for two-on-ones and three-on-ones to the basket. Those are going to be critical for Michigan. Folks, I've seen it way too many times. When that zone can start, that full court pressure can start fanning you out, you end up in corners. You end up in corners. You end up in 10-second calls. You end up with 8 seconds and 2 seconds left to get it across to the half-court line, and then you end up throwing it away. You throw the long pass from one sideline to the other. You're in the corner. Here comes the defense. Or you throw the long pass from one sideline to the other sideline, thinking you're moving the ball ahead. Here comes the blind pass defender, and Louisville's going the other way. Handle those things, Michigan, and this shining moment may be yours. I got a text message from Glenn Q. I think it says Glenn Q. Glenn says, do you think Michigan's perimeter shooting could be a problem for them? Well, I'm assuming that, Glenn, I'm assuming that you're saying by being a problem for them that they will rely on it too much. I think they do. I think it's always a problem for them. As much as it's a benefit for them, it's a problem for them. I guess it's like the real pretty girl. It's such a benefit, and yet it's such a problem. Everybody's trying to ask her out. The wrong people. Well, Michigan likes to take too many shots. And I just said earlier, before the last break, they like to shoot the ball. Coach Beilein does not apologize for the fact that he wants his offense moving, and he wants them looking to shoot. And more times than not, it's worked out for them with this group. But it also leads to them not establishing that post game. And, you know, as good as McGarry's been in this tournament, they still don't have that two-man game that they can go to where they know they're going to run a down screen or a cross screen. They may run a down screen and a cross screen to McGarry and bring him back over to the ball side, and the guy who kicked out on the wings got it, and he finds him down low. They just don't – they don't do that well. But McGarry has improved so much. I mean, guys are saying he should go to the NBA. I don't know if he's that good yet. I think he's having a great tournament, and I think he has a chance to be a really good player going forward. But he's got some skills to work on. He's got to become a better shooter, although he shot well in this tournament. He's got to get stronger in his moves. His upper body's strong, but he's got to get his footwork down. And that's where Jinnin can be a problem for him tonight. He can create problems for him because of his length and his quickness. He can cause him problems and force McGarry, as I said earlier in the show, to make some poor decisions or hesitate. And if he gets some early blocks, I'll tell you what, watch this tonight. If he gets some early blocks, see what happens with McGarry's confidence. See if McGarry starts to hide a little bit. And it can work the other way, too. It can work the other way. So many things to watch in tonight's game. Just two really good teams with good players who have earned their way. Both teams have earned their way. Louisville had the big old targets on its back. Big East Conference champs. Number one overall seed. Pitino did not shy away from it. He was clear. We ought to be a number one seed. And they're there. And Michigan, who took a lot of abuse for their failures when they came up short in the Big Ten. They finished fourth in the Big Ten. Yeah, Michigan. A team that people thought should be number one, a team that was, I mean, everybody thought this was going to be a good Michigan team. They're not a surprise. Finished fourth in the Big Ten. Lost relatively early in the Big Ten tournament. But boy, have they got it together. But remember what I just told you before the last break. In the tournament, semifinal, 11 for 20 from the line, Michigan. Hardaway, 4 for 16 from the field. A lot of people, talking heads, have said Hardaway's a key for tonight's game. 4 for 16. 2 days can make a difference, though. Louisville, shot better from the line as a team. Not much, but better. But Smith, Russell Smith, 5 for 12 from the free throw line. And remember why I said that's important, because he's got the ball in his hands a lot, and if he gets fouled, that becomes the possession. Does he get points out of it, or it becomes an empty possession? Do they get points out of the free throw shooting? He's got to shoot better tonight. I think he's like an 80% free throw shooter. I'm not sure, but I think he is. I know you're probably saying, Coach K, you ought to have the stats in front of you. Well, I got some stuff. I got some stuff in front of me. So who's going to win tonight? You know what, folks? I can't tell you. I don't know who's going to win tonight. If McGarry is able to do what he's done in the previous games, Michigan is going to be standing up for that one shining moment song. I'd sing it right now. I got my my sixth grade son in here, Scott. He's going to give us some comments before we go off the show here in about 2 minutes. I'd have him sing it. I asked him if he wanted to sing One Shining Moment. He said no, Dad. You never know about me, though. I might come out and song. Louisville, if Louisville's post interior defense, if their interior defense can control Michigan, come breaking through the pressure, the double teams, the full court pressure, listen to what I'm saying. VCU, Michigan handled them with like it was nothing. They were smooth as butter. But this is different. James is going to be down there, and if he's where he's supposed to be and he can defend the interior, I think Louisville stands up there in that one shining moment. And Rick Pitino does what no other Division I coach has done. He wins two national championships, one each at a different school. But you know what? I would be very happy for Coach John Beilein if he won tonight, because he's a purist. When I think about coaches, he's a purist. He started at the small college level, and he worked his way up. I got a lot of respect for that because I know what it's like in coaching to start at a small school and work your way up, and the people that have worked so hard that are great coaches on the high school level, great coaches on the small college level that you and I, well, I hear about them, but a lot of you never hear about them. Watch the game tonight. Listen to the talking heads because they got a lot of great information. Watch the little pieces that when you leave the show here in a couple minutes that talk about what's going on before the Final Four championship game. There's so much history involved. I love history. I think that's what makes the game beautiful. We got about 1 or 2 minutes here, and I'm going to bring my son Scott on. And I told you, Scott, that I was going to bring you on. And I want you to give one thing about Michigan, a key for Michigan in your mind, and one key for Louisville in your mind that it will take to win the game. So first one's Michigan. Give us one key. Give the listeners one key on what you think it will take for Michigan to win the championship.
Their three-point shot has got to be hitting. They got to hit the threes.
Okay. So you think they got to hit the threes. That's critical, and it is a critical part of Michigan's game because they don't always shoot the ball percentage-wise that well. Okay, now, last one for Louisville. What is a key for Louisville to be standing there, hoisting the number one, that one shining moment as the NCAA champ?
Russ Smith and Peyton Siva can't get in foul trouble.
That's great. That's a great point. And you know what? We talked about that for Saturday. And, folks, he hit the point that I didn't make yet. Siva, Smith, because they are such critical people in the offense, they can't get in early foul trouble. They can't get in late foul trouble because the ball needs to be in their hands because they make the offense go. Not always shooting it, but looking for the open man. But I'll tell you one thing, as we get ready to call it a show, Siva and Smith can drive you crazy too. Watch Pitino. He works the sideline as hard as anybody I know, maybe harder than I did. But as soon as he sees Siva or Smith get a little bit out of control, He's going to call him over. He's going to take him out, talk to him, and he's going to get him right back in. Because they can go the wrong way. All right, folks, I really appreciate you joining us on the special tonight on the Coach K and Joe Show. One shining moment, the NCAA men's champ final championship game. It's going to be a good one. Louisville and Michigan, they're going to tip it off. Beeline and Patino, Burke, Siva, Smith, Hardaway, Robinson, Jang, McGarry, Hancock, you name it, they're out there. They're going to play hard, and they're going to give it everything they got. We'll be back on Friday, our regular time, 11 to 1 Eastern, 10 to 12 Central Time. Joe will be back with us. We'll have a couple of our guests in the house, and we'll talk about not only the sum up the rest of the college basketball season, we'll talk some pro basketball, but we'll also be talking baseball, baseball, baseball. Thanks for being with us. Enjoy the game. Coach K saying good night. And God bless. You've been listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
The following presentation of the Coach K and Joe Show was brought to you by Harmon Dental Care, Jasper Today, Idea Fusion Media, and the Willis Bins Company. Join us next Friday from 11 to 1 for the next show. Until then, visit www.jaspertodayonline.com or go to iTunes to listen to podcasts of past shows. See you next week.